What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. Welcome. For the next 3 weeks on Echoes of Indiana Avenue, we'll be celebrating the birthday of the late, great J.J. Johnson, one of the most important musicians to emerge from the Avenue scene. Each of these programs will focus on a different period of J.J.'s career, including his contributions to bebop music and his work in Hollywood-scoring films and television shows. On this week's show, we'll be focusing on J.J.'s work in big band music. J.J. Johnson was a world-renowned master of the trombone, possessing a technical proficiency on the instrument that forever changed its role in jazz music. J.J. Johnson was born in Indianapolis on January 22nd of 1924. He began taking piano lessons at age 9, and at age 14, J.J. discovered the trombone. He attended Crispus Attucks High School, where he had the chance to study with the celebrated Attucks music teachers Norman Merrifield and Laverne Newsom. During his time at Attucks, J.J. was also performing outside the school in a youth orchestra led by Indianapolis bandleader LaVon Kemp. By age 17, J.J. was good enough to work professionally, and he began picking up gigs on the Avenue, including a 1941 gig with the Clarence Love Orchestra at the Sunset Terrace. Just a year later, J.J. would hit the road, touring for 8 months with the Snookum Russell Big Band. The autumn of 1942 would bring J.J. one of the biggest breaks of his career. The famous Benny Carter Band was on the Avenue, playing a two-night gig at the Sunset Terrace. The band needed a trombonist to sit in for their Indianapolis dates, and J.J. was offered the gig. J.J.'s talent impressed Benny Carter, who offered the young trombonist a permanent spot in his band. J.J. accepted, and at the age of 18, he was headed for California with one of the hottest bands in the country. Let's kick the celebration of J.J. off with tracks he recorded during his time with Benny Carter. We'll be listening to three tracks the group recorded in October of 1943, when J.J. was just 19 years old. We'll start with Love for Sale, which features the first trombone solo J.J. ever recorded. After that, we'll hear Hurry, Hurry with Savannah Churchill on vocals. And finally, we'll listen to Poinciana. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. This is the first edition of our three-part special celebrating the life and music of J.J. Johnson. On this week's show, we're focusing on J.J.'s work during the big band era, and we just heard three tracks he cut with the Benny Carter Orchestra. J.J. got his first taste of Hollywood in 1943. Appearing with the Benny Carter Orchestra in the film Thousands Cheer. The group recorded a version of Fats Waller's Honeysuckle Rose for the film featuring Lena Horne on vocals. Let's listen.
Every honeybee sighs a jealousy when they see you out with me. I don't blame them, goodness knows. Honeysuckle rose. When we're passing by, flowers droop and sigh. And I know the reason why. You're much sweeter, goodness knows. Honeysuckle rose. I don't buy sugar.
That was Lena Horne and the Benny Carter Orchestra performing Honeysuckle Rose, featuring a 19-year-old J.J. Johnson on trombone. Let's listen to two more tracks J.J. cut with Benny Carter's big band. From 1945, we'll hear Good Deal, featuring Timmy Rogers on vocals. After that, we'll listen to Daddy Daddy, featuring Savannah Churchill on vocals, also recorded in 1945.
Thank you. Hepcats have a new saying, when everything's okay. Instead of saying solid old man, why, this is what they say. A good deal is what the cats in Harlem say. A good deal.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. As soon as J.J. Johnson hit California, he began attracting attention from established musicians. In 1944, J.J. got a huge break when he was offered the chance to perform with an all-star combo as part of the Norman Granz concert series, Jazz at the Philharmonic. This historic concert featured a 20-year-old J.J. performing alongside Nat King Cole on piano, Les Paul on guitar, and Illinois Jacquet on sax. Let's listen to an excerpt from that concert. This piece is titled Blues Part 1. Don't touch that dial. Echoes of Indiana Avenue will return with more music from J.J. Johnson after this short break. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. The trombone master J.J. Johnson was one of the most important musicians to emerge from the Avenue scene. And this month, we're celebrating the 97th anniversary of J.J.'s birth with a three-part series dedicated to his music. On this week's show, we're focusing on J.J.'s early work in big band music. During the first half of the show, we listened to tracks J.J. recorded with the Benny Carter Orchestra. In 1945, J.J. continued his journey toward musical greatness when he left the Benny Carter Band to join the famous Count Basie Orchestra. It was during his time with Count Basie that J.J. had his first composition recorded, a piece called Rambo. Let's listen. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're celebrating the music of the late Indianapolis trombone master, J.J. Johnson. We just heard three tracks J.J. recorded with the Count Basie Orchestra in 1945. By 1946, J.J. had left the Count Basie Orchestra, beginning his journey into bebop music. But J.J. will return to the big band sound throughout his career. Let's listen to a couple of big band recordings J.J. made during the late 1950s. First, we'll hear J.J. performing with the Ernie Wilkins Orchestra on a 1956 session with vocalist Sarah Vaughan from the album Sarah Vaughan in the Land of Hi-Fi. We'll listen to Somewhere Over the Rainbow. After that, we'll listen to J.J. performing with the Ray Ellis Orchestra for Billie Holiday's classic 1958 album Lady in Satin. We'll hear their recording of the standard Violets for Your Furs.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I heard of once in a lullaby.
You brought me violets for my furs, and it was spring for a while, remember. You brought me violets for my furs, and there was April in there, December.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Big band music remained a big part of J.J. Johnson's music throughout his life. We'll end this week's show with an example from late in J.J.'s career, from the 1997 album The Brass Orchestra. This is Why Indianapolis? Why Not Indianapolis? Written and arranged by J.J. Johnson. Thanks for joining us for this tribute to J.J. Johnson. Tune in next week for an hour of classic bebop music from J.J., featuring his collaborations with Miles Davis, Charlie Parker, and Dizzy Gillespie. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is produced and written by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Herman Butch Slaughter. Thanks for listening.